Beautiful. Thank you. An American traveling on a train in Europe meets a Cuban tobacco grower, a Russian vodka distiller, and a lawyer. While they sit around talking, the one takes out 4 cigars and passes them around. After lighting his own cigar, the Cuban takes one drag and throws it out the window. He explains that cigars are so abundant in his country that one cigar was of no consequence. After dinner, the Russian passes out bottles of vodka. After taking just one swig, he throws his bottle out the window, explaining that vodka was of no consequence since in Russia it is so plentiful. The American businessman sits in quiet contemplation for several minutes. Then he arises and throws a lawyer out the window. First of all, they shouldn't have been littering. Secondly, people are not disposable, although we often treat people as if they were disposable, especially when we live in such an abundant country. In this season of miracles, we have been on a spiritual journey of transformation with Kathleen McGowan, who experienced her own miracle with the healing of her child. She tells the story of how her own life was transformed by praying the Lord's Prayer and walking the labyrinth of Chartres. We began a few weeks ago by exploring the first petal, which you can see at the top of your, at the front of your bulletin, the rose at the center of the labyrinth and cathedral. She began her journey by stepping out in faith and trusting in the goodness of God, then moving to surrender and learning to let go and surrendering to whatever the will of God might be, then moving to a place of committing ourselves to reaching out in service to others. And now we are exploring the next petal, the petal of abundance, which correlates to the request in the Lord's Prayer that we are all so familiar with. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, you and I know that we live in a world that is highly contradictory, full of paradox. We live in a world that is so full of abundance. Majestic mountains, verdant forests, tremendous seas teeming with life, and there is plenty of food here where we live. But so many yet go hungry for daily bread. And so we who are aware and are awake are struck by the injustices of our world. We who are gathered here feel so blessed with so much, and yet in our own communities there are people who do not have enough to eat, who have no shelter. Jesus lived in a world with similar inequities. And he struggled with the same gap between the rich and the poor, and invited those who lived with material abundance to share with those who have little. Several years ago, my middle son, Josh, was thinking about what he wanted to do with his life and was reflecting on how wealthy one of his uncles and his aunt, they are. They're millionaires. And they have 5 homes. He worked for Dell Canada, and she is a financial analyst with a corporate company in Toronto. And he thought that he would like to grow accustomed to that lifestyle himself, having not grown up in that kind of material abundance. At the same time, when he was in grade 6, he was invited to go to Kenya and deliver, along with some other classmates, $50,000 that his school had raised over the course of a year. From kindergarten to grade 6, they had raised $50,000 to give to an orphanage in Latane, Kenya. And so they wanted to make a movie about it, and so he was invited to go. So he lived, and so he had seen children that had no more than a blue trunk that sat under their bunk bed in a room that they shared with 11 other children. And so he was struggling with this incredible lifestyle that he was coveting on one hand, and then seeing the abject poverty of the people that he had become friends with in Kenya. And my son asked me if it was all right if he wanted to make a lot of money. My answer to him, rightly or wrongly, was that I thought it was okay to make a lot of money as long as he also learned to share his abundance with others, to live a life of generosity and not keep everything for himself. And I remember hearing someone say once, and it always struck me, and I don't remember who said it. I don't know if it was a famous person or just someone, a wise person from a congregation I served, who said, you know, it's not so much of what we give to others as a question of how much do we keep for ourselves. That always has stayed with me. And in this society, it is very easy to believe that success is all about possessing a lot of stuff, that that is what an abundant life consists of. But I don't think that is what Jesus was talking about when he said that he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. I think Jesus was talking about living with a spirit of generosity in our hearts rather than a spirit of hoarding and greed and keeping everything for ourselves. It's amazing to me that the Indian writer Kabir, who we just heard from, wrote his poems in the 14th century. And yet translated, they speak to us so much about our own situation, that our human hearts, like the fish, can be so discontent that there is water all around us. There is so much abundance all around us, but we are left wanting for more. That the fish has water and is asking for a beer. We think that we don't have all that we have to make us happy, yet we already have everything that we need, and we miss what is right in front of us and all around us. Or in his second poem, to be so selfish that we have more that we need than we need and refuse to share it with others. Kabir is reminding those of us that live in so much abundance that we will live with even more abundant lives when we experience the joy of sharing out of that abundance. Today, Jesus' prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread," I think, upon reflection, teaches us three things in that little tiny line. "Give us this day our daily bread" has so much wisdom in it. When I really had to dig deep and think about it, and when we talked about it in Bible study, first of all, the word "give," that we go to God saying, "Give," reminds us first and foremost that God, the source of all life, is a giver. God is a generous giver. As Jesus reminds us elsewhere, God is abundantly generous and does not want to withhold or be stingy with us. God wants all of us to have what it is we need. As Jesus says to the disciples, "Well, if your children ask for bread, do you give them a stone? Or if they ask for an egg to eat, do you give them a scorpion? If you, who are human, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so does God, who is good and generous and loving, know how to give good gifts to God's children?" Jesus is reminding us that God is not stingy. God does not withhold from us to teach us lessons. God's intention towards us is always good and loving and generous. God wants us to have what we need because we are loved and worthy of all goodness, each one of us. And this is what I think at the underlying source of all the difficulties is that if we do not consider ourselves worthy of good things, if we don't consider ourselves even worthy of asking God for the things that we really deeply need, it's hard for God to answer a prayer that we don't feel worthy of praying. God cannot give to us that which we are withholding from ourselves. Because it has been my experience that when I am very clear on what it is that I really, really need, not want, but really, really need, and when it is not doing harm and when it is for our highest good, then when we ask, when we go to the giver, my experience has been it is usually given. And if it isn't given in that moment or in that time or in that immediate time frame, there's a good reason that we do not yet understand. So the first lesson of Jesus' prayer is in the first word, give, a reminder that God is a generous giver who wants to give to us. The second lesson is in the last two words, daily bread. We live in a world that is all about planning for the future and collecting, gathering, saving. And yet Jesus is reminding us to live in the now and asks us to think about what it is that you are needing right now. Because the word bread signifies life. What is it that you are needing right now in your life? And so I ask you today to contemplate, what is it that you are needing right now in your life today? Perhaps you are needing support or inner strength. Perhaps you are needing some hope or encouragement. Perhaps you are needing healing or a semblance of inner peace. Perhaps you are needing some energy. Perhaps you are needing wholeness for your family. Perhaps you are needing a healthy relationship. Perhaps you are needing some self-acceptance. Perhaps you are needing to open your heart toward love. Perhaps you are needing a safe place, a new home, that you need to make a transition, a new place to live. Perhaps you are needing a job that can pay better so that you can help your family. Perhaps you are needing freedom because you are feeling oppressed. We are reminded that we are to get clarity on what it is we are really seeking for this day. God cannot begin to give us what it is we are needing unless we are clear and honest with ourselves about what it is we truly need. So often we struggle with ourselves about whether we should be asking for something because we think we shouldn't want that or we don't deserve it, and we struggle over it within our own hearts. We might think ourselves too weak or too selfish or too undeserving to want a particular something, that God's very busy with other people. I shouldn't be asking. And so we prevent ourselves from even asking God for it. But we're invited to sort through our own hearts and discover what it is we truly need. What is our daily bread? And as Jesus says, it's okay. It's okay for you to know what it is your deepest need, because God already knows what it is that you need and is just waiting for you to know and to ask. God isn't judging us or our need or our desires as good or bad. Our deepest desires are just true. They just are. Ask for what we need. And finally, something that had never struck me before till the very end of our conversation in Bible study is the word us. Jesus' prayer does not say, give me today my daily bread. It is give us this day our daily bread. This prayer reminds us to be thinking not just of ourselves, although that's totally okay, but also thinking of the needs of others. This prayer is not an isolationist wanting, taking a wish list to Santa God. It is about reflecting on the needs of others also, to be cognizant of the needs as much as our own needs. We live in a world in which we have tremendous economic inequalities. My son told me, the same son that was wondering about if it was okay to make money, that the American company he works for in Calgary, while he was in the process of being hired and getting his first permanent job, that company was laying off several employees. And yet he told me the CEO makes $17 million annually. What kind of world do we live in when there is such stark inequity that some are losing their jobs and have no way of making a living, while the head of the company has more than they will ever need? How do we bridge the gap? Today is White Gift Sunday, a day when we think of others in this Christmas season and share what we have to provide gifts for families who are struggling. And it's also Advent Sunday of peace, and peace will not come as long as these great inequities continue to exist. And you and I were called to bridge the gaps of economic inequality. For as the Nigerian leader said to the West, if you do not learn to share your wealth with us, we will learn to share our poverty with you. You and I may not be able to rectify the grave injustices in the world, but you and I, we can pray and make miracles happen through our prayers. And we can share with others where we live in our part of the world and give today our daily bread so that others might eat too. God is a generous giver, and when we ask, God will provide what we need for the day. I learned this many years ago when I was living in Toronto, and I was attending a course. I don't even remember what the course was, but it was at an Anglican church in downtown Toronto, and I was going every Wednesday night. And every Wednesday night when we would come out, there was a woman sitting on the steps of the church. So finally, on my last Wednesday, I thought, I can't lose this opportunity. I won't be able to live with myself unless I find out about this woman. But when I came out that night, she wasn't there. And I thought, oh, I missed my opportunity. So I said, God, please, if there's an opportunity for me to meet her, I would ask that I could do that. So as I'm going down to the subway and I'm going there, I see her in the subway station with her grocery cart, shopping cart, full of things. And so I follow her wherever she's going, and I'm going through following her, looking for an opportunity to talk with her. And then finally, I go, and there's only one little shop open, and so I grab an apple juice. I buy an apple juice and a donut. That's all that's there. And so, and then sure enough, she lands on those stairs where I end up where I began, at that church. And I sat down beside her, and I said, my name is Jennifer. Do you mind if I have a little conversation with you? I don't want to intrude. And she said, that would be perfectly fine. And I said, I've seen you every night, and I just had to ask, would you be willing to share your story? And she said, yes. She said, I've ended up on the streets because I was in an abusive relationship, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And so I left. And so here I'm living on the streets. And I said, do you have family? And she said, I have grown children, but I just don't want to be a burden to them. So I don't want to trouble them, and so I'm living on the streets. And I said, but how do you live? She said, I pray every day, and God gives me food to eat every day, 3 times a day. I've never missed a meal. She said, and this juice and donut you've just given me will be my breakfast tomorrow. I walked away from her stunned. God was providing for her. All she was asking for was daily bread, and God was giving her daily bread. I was struck by her faith. I was struck by God's generosity. I was struck by how much more generous God could be if she asked for more than daily bread. And I wondered, what role could I play? And went home and talked to my roommates about inviting Mary home to come and live with us. But we didn't. But I've never forgotten Mary. What would have been like if we had? Give us this day our daily bread. I'd like to share with you a video about a man who wanted to give to givers. And so he posed as a homeless man, and anyone who gave to him, he would give back what they had given to him and another $20 as a thank you for being a generous giving person.
I see a lot of videos on YouTube about giving to the homeless and doing great things. So today I wanted to give back to the people that are giving to the homeless. Every single person that gives me money will have their money returned and also be given $20. I know it's not a lot of money, but it's enough to make a difference in someone's day. Check it out.
Spare change. Can you spare some change, sir?
I need to get a job.
I need to get a job?
You gotta go.
You need to leave?
You can't do that here.
Really?
Really. It's a public place. It's a store. You can't panhandle out here.
Could you guys spare any change, please?
No, man. I gotta work myself.
Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate you giving to me and everything. And I want to give you $20.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to give to people who are giving to others. Because you're the ones that really deserve it. So that's for you. Thank you so much, man.
I just came out homeless myself.
Really?
Yeah, I just got a place.
So you were homeless?
Yeah.
I was actually out here trying to give people who are out there giving. So there's 25 back to you.
What?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate
it. You're welcome, man. Man, can I tell you something real quick? Thank you so much for giving. I'd actually like to give you your dollar back plus $20.
Why?
Because I'm giving to people who give.
You're
so
kidding.
The people who are out there giving, I think they really deserve something in return.
What about you?
I'm all right.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You want to give me that $20?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you deserve it.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I pray, God, that you'll just open up a job, an occupation. God, we're both down, but we're not out. Because you're on our side. We pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
That's all I got, Bart.
I got something for you.
Okay. Don't you need this?
No, it's for you. Thanks for the prayer, man.
Yes, sir. Do good on the next one. See you in glory, Park.
Is there anything that you want to tell, like, the camera?
You know, if someone could really take a notice to what's happening, like, there's so many homeless people. I don't even see purses anymore. All I see is backpacks. It's becoming like an epidemic. It's crazy. I never thought I'd be on this side of it, you know? And now I'm actually the person that needs you to hand me a dollar. Even trying to get a job when you're homeless or whatever, it's just rough because you gotta be clean. You need to be presentable. You need to have a good attitude about yourself. And, you know, when you're homeless, you don't you don't feel like that, you know?
Yeah.
I've been looking for a job for 3 months and haven't got one call back, so.
Wow. So that's why you're out just looking for money?
Yeah, yeah. You know, in between the applications, in between finding a job, gotta eat. So yeah, it would be cool if people took notice to the ones that are homeless, not because of drugs and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
right.
I could probably get more help if people saw my situation for what it is.
Right.
Yeah, I just fell. Need a crutch.
Exactly.
Back up, you know?
Well, I was going to try to get one more scene, but I think that I'd like to give this to you.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hopefully it'll help you out a little bit.
Oh, God. A lot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Give us this day our daily bread. May we learn to trust in the generous goodness of our God, who desires to shower us with what we need. May we learn to pray for what it is we truly need with clarity of heart. And may we continue to live generously, that we may experience the joy and abundant life that comes with being a giver, like the giver who created us. May it be so. Amen.